took. Fresh FM 102.9, that was Kushim, who we have in studio. That was a banger called Calling. By the way, the EP just dropped today. This song is brand new. Kushim, can you tell us more about the EP? It's titled Set Apart. Can you maybe break down this particular song, Calling? All right. What is it about? What's the message behind the song?
The message behind the song.
And the EP as well, by the way.
All right. So Calling is basically talking about, as you alluded to earlier, I am a believer in Christ. So the calling is referring to taking up your call, what you were born to do, what God has created you to do. And because I think to touch on the whole EP's message as a whole, it's called Set Apart because as soon as you... And this is a part that I feel like a lot of believers miss, which is a very crucial part. As soon as you give your life to Christ, it's not just for fire insurance. It's not just so that you don't go to hell. It's because God has a purpose and will and plan for your life.
Exactly.
You know? So so the EP is touching on the fact that you have a call. After you've been saved, it's your responsibility to honor that call. We're all made different for a reason. We all have different giftings. So someone might be good at math, that's their thing. You know, someone might be a great accountant. Whatever gifting God gave you, he gave you that to use for his glory.
Yeah.
So that's what the EP is about in a nutshell.
Exactly. Basically set apart for his glory.
Exactly.
Wow. And then your musical journey with reference to the gospel, has it ever been on the other spectrum of things, or it's always been gospel throughout life?
It has been. It has been on the other spectrum.
Oh, then when did the journey now switch into?
Just to touch a bit on the personal side, I got saved when I was like 9.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got saved, I think, like I was saying earlier, it was also for fire insurance.
I
wasn't sure exactly what it meant to be a believer. And unfortunately, that's where a lot of believers stay stuck.
Yeah.
They don't go back and research and find out, okay, how valid is what the pastor is saying to me is, you know, like, what are the facts about the Bible? Let me go and read it for myself. Let me study it. Let me go in depth. So I only started that journey during university.
Okay.
But by then I always had the musical, like the interest for music and whatnot. So I was making a bunch of other music and I really just see that as like God giving me this training ground because like I was just all the stuff that I was doing. I didn't know that this gifting was meant to glorify him. So I was using it loosely, so to speak.
Yeah.
But then he still used that for the good, because then all those skills and everything that I'd learned from working with a bunch of artists over the years, artists that a lot of the listeners now would most probably know. After I had an encounter around 2020 and I made the first song on the cushion called Need You. I've just been on that journey since, just listening to when God tells me to put out something and I put it out. And it also, the music also reflects sort of my sanctification process. So the more I was learning, the more it started to reflect in my music. So like there was a point where I wasn't putting out any more music because that's when I was really starting to get convicted about like, you know, my life and what it means. The more I was learning, right? So that time period was like 2014 to like, till like 2020, I wasn't putting out any music at all. I was still making music. I just wasn't putting it out.
Yeah.
And I was growing as a person as well. I was finding out, what does it actually mean to be a believer? You know, who is God actually?
Yeah.
What does it mean to love? What does it mean to just, you know, why are we here? All of that. And so once all of that was more figured out in a more stable way, that's when the song started coming out as Kushim. Kushim is actually my middle name. Before then, I was using an alias, Static Player. That was my alias. So once that shift made, by the way, I felt led to change my name already in 2017, but I took so long to do it because I was like, I don't know. It's my real name. I don't know. Like, I had all these doubts. But 2020 hit, something happened profound that made me just trust God more and want to be more obedient. And so Need You was the first song I released, and it's been a journey ever since. It's been a journey ever since.
That is brilliant. So we'll be jumping into the next song on the EP. That one is called The Moon. Why The Moon? What's the backstory behind this one?
It's a metaphor. It's like scientifically, the moon doesn't produce its own light. It reflects the light of the sun.
Nutty boy.
So the moon, meaning as followers and believers in Christ, we're called to reflect Christ,
yeah,
Christ-likeness. So we're like the moon, essentially,
mm-hmm,
reflecting his light.
Yeah.
So that's what the whole moon concept is about. And you see it a lot in a lot of my stuff, because mm-hmm, that's the message I'm pushing for people to fulfill their calling, man.
Yes.
Yeah.